have not seen the third quarter GDP numbers yet, but it's said to be somewhere north of 30%, could be 35%. And, you know, to most of us, that doesn't mean a lot, except that it means that the economy is recovering quicker and stronger than we anticipated. The jobless rate below 8 points, which, you know, if you had asked us in January, having a jobless rate of 7.8%, that would have been a disaster. But today, kind of a remarkable accomplishment. My friend and financial advisor, Craig Stiles with Ameriprise, joining us now. Craig, how are you today?
Doing well, Steve. How are you this morning?
Doing very well. Thank you so much. I mean, all things considered, I think we're in remarkably good shape overall in this economy. Again, the GDP could be up 35% potentially. Unemployment down to 7.8%. A lot of good things going on as we are found a way to claw our way back. What do you see when you look down the road on the horizon?
Well, if you recall, you talked about the unemployment rate. If you recall, the unemployment rate wasn't supposed to get down below 10% until roughly about the middle of next year. So when we talked about earlier in the year being a V-shaped recovery, the shutdown of COVID, actually the government shutting down, because they always talk about COVID shutting things down. COVID isn't the thing that's shutting things down. It's the government that has been shutting the businesses down. And then the packages that come forth. The biggest issue that I see for a lot of small businesses right now, their biggest competition is not each other in many circumstances, it's the government, to where the government is basically paying a lot of folks to stay at home. And so a lot of people have been taking advantage of that opportunity. I see for hire signs all over the place with small businesses, even some of the larger companies heading down to Fort Wayne. I think it was the last time I spoke with us on my way down there, and I shared with the story of seeing for hiring signs and buildings going up. That bodes well, not just for the short term, but also for the longer term employment. Remember, small businesses account for more than 60% of employment within the United States. And so when the COVID situation and government shut things down, it was the small businesses that tend to suffer. We see that strength growing in number as it relates to businesses starting to open back up. But I do believe that the biggest issue for a lot of small businesses right now is finding people to hire and bring them back to work.
It certainly is.
The economy is rather strong.
Now let's talk about some of the things that you sent me to do my homework, of course, as
yeah.
You do. Craig's different when it comes to being an advisor. He makes you an active participant, which I think is important for Ameriprise and the things you do. But the election's less than 2 weeks away now. It's 12 days. And you're looking at things that are overweighted and underweighted. And as you look at the election, nobody's sure how this is going
to
go.
We have to look. It's just going to highlight the fact that the election is one variable that takes place into building a portfolio. One of the factors that I forwarded on to you was basically looking at a global perspective of where we're seeing trends and one of the areas that we're basically overweighting allocation portfolio. And this is more, in some circumstances, for more passive strategies, because I know a lot of your listeners may be going out and buying exchange-traded funds along the line.
Sure.
And we have a certain asset allocation to different exchange-traded funds, to different allocations to the different sectors. And presently, we see opportunities and tend to overweight or increase our weight, more specifically, to consumer discretionary, industrials, and materials. So if people are out there investing in particular areas, they may want to add a little more to those particular areas because that's where we're starting to see opportunities. Now, think of consumer discretionary. Those are people that have discretionary income and going out and buying things that they necessarily don't need but may want. And industrials, you sit there and think about two large manufacturing facilities that are being built over in the Detroit area, a lot of larger manufacturing places that are being built. When I was traveling down south, that's happening all over the country. So you kind of see a microcosm of that. And then, of course, materials. They've got to build that with something. That is where we're seeing the opportunities.
Let me look at something else. When people look at their portfolio, obviously big tech has made big money for a lot of people, not just the people that own those companies. But with the antitrust lawsuit, this landmark lawsuit found by justice against Google, and we're told that others could follow. That could obviously have an impact on what these companies look like 5 years down the line. It could have a big impact on how people build and structure what they invest in. Do you have concerns at all about what this might mean for Google or Facebook or Twitter or any of them?
Well, understand that when you're looking at the antitrust, if that gets broken up, that's going to create additional innovation in that space. So when you're looking at that entire space kind of information technology in many circumstances, that is going to be, we have roughly about an exposure of about 27% in there, and that's where we're seeing, going to see continued growth. So if you see Google and Facebook and go through these kind of antitrust issues, that's going to open up areas of innovation. And that's what I kind of view that as more of a positive outlook if you're looking at a sector in general. It may have a negative impact for those individual securities themselves, but we also, when we're building a portfolio, we want to take a look at the overall structure that a client has as a part of their book of business, or portfolio more specifically, and making sure that the strategy is being implemented is appropriate. And in many circumstances, if we have a growth strategy that we are implementing, and Google and our Facebook's going through this, that strategy may just already start peeling off some gains out of those positions and start going into more innovative opportunities, maybe some mid-cap companies that may be doing some very similar ad campaigns or searching algorithms.
So obviously the point that you're making is
that might compete. That might compete with them. So.
Sure, the point that you're making is that as that moves forward, you'll obviously keep an eye on it because it could have an impact on how people invest and what they do. You get 20 seconds for the last word this morning.
Well, for those who have any questions in regards to what's going on within their portfolios, please reach out to me. My office number is 517-483-4893. Again, it's 517-483-4893. Love to have the dialogue and conversation, at least see what we can do to add value to what you're already doing.
Absolutely.
So look forward to it.
Craig Stiles, Ameriprise Financial. Again, that number, 517-483-4893, no matter where you live in America. Craig Stiles approaches it differently. Trust me on that. 517-483-4893. Craig, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Have a great one.
You as well. He's always so calm. You know, investors are always like, oh, this is the end of the world. What's gonna-? He's like, easy. We're going to be fine. 517-483-4893 anywhere in America. It's the no panic zone. We continue hour number two after this. Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.